Today, landowners still resort to the use of land guards in their efforts to protect what they think are rightfully theirs instead of seeking redress in court. The unfortunate thing is that in many cases, the lands they protect have earlier been sold out to other individuals or groups. When this happens, the party that is financially strong, instead of agreeing to resolve the matter in court, use land guards to secure access to the land and continue to work on it until the financially weak person is compelled to give up. However, in the event when the weak party decides not to give up easily, these land guards go to the extent of destroying structures that the weak parties have erected on the land. In some more serious cases, they could maim or could even lead to the death of one party. This has led to many incidents of homelessness and wanton destruction of property. Right, Honorable Speaker, there have been instances when people collapsed and died on the spot upon seeing what land guards had done to their property. The end result is that people who have capital and are ready to invest have been scared away, especially in the areas where the activities of land guards are very conspicuous.
The menace posed by land guards in this country is actually an issue that needs the urgent attention of government and all of us as citizens of this country. I recall with a lot of pain how a police officer by name Kweku Ninja and another were brutally murdered at Ablekuma in the late 90s. Even though the security agencies at the time were able to apprehend a handful of land guards for perpetrating that heinous act, the menace posed by land guards is still an issue that needs to be tackled head on. First of all, in my estimation, the inability of our court system to expeditiously adjudicate on landed disputes is a reason which accounts for the activities of land guards in our country. And so when people get away with the feeling that they cannot have justice through our land adjudication system in the country, they resort to self-help by hiring the services of land guards, some of whom are usually armed to the teeth with very dangerous weapons that in most cases our security agencies don't even have.
There is nothing, Mr. Speaker, that justifies the wrong. It is true that if you come to Ghana, and Accra most especially, land administration is a problem. Acquiring land legally, Mr. Speaker, sometimes also becomes a problem. All this, Mr. Speaker, I agree. But Mr. Speaker, that does not justify an individual to take a law into his own hands. Mr. Speaker, this land guards and people we live with and done with. There are people that the security forces of this country are fully aware of them. But Mr. Speaker, who dare you to go and arrest a land guard? The next day, Mr. Speaker, you cannot stay in your home. If at the end of the day, they cannot get anywhere to do, they transform to be political vigilantes, which we all condemn.
In 2008, the Parliamentary Select Committee on Land, they were in London to study the British system where they have a database so that when people want to acquire land, they check the database to make sure that the land is free before acquiring. When they returned Ghana, I don't know what happened after that. Why am I saying that? In June 2013, the Member of Parliament of Shai Oshidoku made a similar statement on the floor. Today, we have another member putting up this same statement. Do we have to be discussing very important issues that concern the citizens of this nation and nothing is done about it? It's like the Fulani menace in this country. We have discussed this issue time and time again on the floor of this house. But what happened? And it's like we're going to do something about it and we don't do anything about it as a country.